Hi, and welcome to a special edition of the Cure Talks Cancer Podcast. Each week, we'll be hearing from patients, survivors, caregivers, advocates, or healthcare professionals to do what Cure does best, provide cancer updates, research, and education. In this episode, we speak with Pro Football Hall of Fame quarterback Jim Kelly, who led the Buffalo Bills to four consecutive Super Bowl appearances and six divisional championships from 1988 to 1995. After an initial diagnosis of squamous cell carcinoma in his upper jaw back in 2013, Jim is now facing his third bout with head and neck cancer. However, after announcing his second recurrence in March and undergoing two surgeries since, Jim and his family had one thing to celebrate: the honor of receiving the Jimmy V Award for Perseverance at this year's ESPY Awards ceremony.
So to start, I wanted to congratulate you on the Jimmy V Award for Perseverance at this year's ESPYs. That's great.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, it was an experience and a half, that's for sure. It was humbling and just great that my two daughters were able to walk me up on stage. It was pretty cool.
And what were your first thoughts when you found out that you were actually going to receive that award?
Humbled. I know that you have to go through a lot in order to get the Jimmy V Award for Perseverance, and just knowing that I have been through a lot, there's so many other people out there that have a lot worse than I do, but to be humble and understand that what goes with that is being able to make the difference for others. So for me, it was great, and to have my family there was even better. And also, having two of my best buds, John Elway and Dan Marino, present me, which is pretty cool.
Great. And so what would you say this award means to you and your journey that you've been through with cancer so far?
Well, as I said before, it humbled me at the beginning, but it also makes me realize that the good Lord still has plans for me, that to continue to persevere and to be able to try to make a difference for others, because I know how much people, when they send me emails and when they send me their notes and cards and that, and how much that helps me, and to know that I'm still above the grass and still fighting the battle, and knowing that, as I grew up in a family of six boys, how my dad always told us to get up, you'll be all right, and to always persevere and to always fight back. And those are things that I learned through my journey. And, of course, having a son who was born on my birthday and then, having a fatal genetic disability, passed away at the age of 8 and a half, how I learned so many things through him, and how that even made me a tougher man to help fight it. And to realize that when you do see people that you see on the street or you see in the airports when I'm walking through, and how many people come up to you and thank you, but I just turn around and I thank them right back, because I know it's a two-way street, that we both still need that perseverance. We still need people that know what they're doing and people with that smile to make our days better by what they say and the attitude that they have.
And to kind of go with that, I know during your speech that you had mentioned that you live by the four F's and to make the difference today for someone who's fighting for tomorrow. Can you kind of expand on this and how it's helped you through your journey?
Well, and as I said before, in my speech at the ESPYs, one of them used to be fun, even though I still have a lot of fun with my buddies and my family. Now it's my faith, and I understand why my wife decided to go to social media after I was diagnosed with cancer to begin with, is because she knew I needed as many people praying for me as possible. And at the beginning, to make a long story short, I didn't want to hear that. I just wanted to be healthy, because I already knew what I've been through. And then I realized that she was right, and that I do need the people praying for me, and I do need to continue to drop to my knees and thank the Lord for what I got. And I know there's better days ahead. Just keep fighting. And then number two was my family. My wife, my two daughters, not one time did they walk into my hospital room with a frown on their face. They walked in with that attitude that they were going to make my day better by not only what they said, but their attitude, their presence. And that goes for my five brothers. I mean, I have five brothers that I'm blessed to have, because they've been there, from day one. From the Super Bowl days to all the journey that we've been through, they've been there. And my family has been number one in my pocket. And then my third F is my friends, from my teammates, to my high school football coach, who I still is my best friend. I see him, a couple times every couple months, just one of my dearest buddies, and of course all my people, my friends here in Buffalo and throughout the country that I've gotten to know over the years. Those people definitely help you to keep fighting and never give up. And finally, the fans. There's no better fans than Buffalo fans. I mean, they've rallied around me from, even when we went through those tough Super Bowl days, and say, "You guys will be back. You guys will be back." And your attitude that they had. And then when my son was born, how they were behind me all the way. And then, all the things that I've been through with the cancer and all that, they were there from start to finish. That just doesn't go for just the Bills fans, which I think are awesome. I mean, there's Patriot fans, there's Dolphin and Jets fans that are sending me the letters and cards. I'm like, wow, I even got the people that used to hate me sending me cards. So those four S have definitely carried me through a very, very tough journey. But what gets me through is I always see the look and I say, you know what, I don't have that bad. There's so many people that have a lot worse than I. But you know what, that's one of the reasons I teamed up with Merck, is because when they talked about your cancer game plan, I'm like, wow, that's right down my alley, because I'm all about game planning. I was a quarterback. I called all my own plays. And this was perfect. And then to find out that everything that they were asking me about and wanting me to do, those are all the questions that me and my wife had back when I was diagnosed the first time, that we had nowhere to turn. Like, who do we talk to about this? There's nobody out there. And then when they started telling me all this, I'm like, where was this like 3-4 years ago? But perfect timing. 2 years ago, I teamed up with them, and I know where we're at now, and I know how many people we've helped.
So you kind of mentioned this already with your cancer game plan, but how do you think, your experience with being, a decorated National Football League Hall of Famer and being garnered as Kelly Tough, how do you think those are ways that you've kind of utilized to help raise awareness and to help others that are going through a similar cancer journey?
Well, when you are a professional athlete, you're already put on a pedestal. People already look up to you, or are emotional about the information that you have, the things that you do on and off the field. And then when you make the Hall of Fame, you're even put on a higher pedestal. And knowing what I went through and knowing that there's so many people out there that look up to me, I thought, what a better way to help people. And if you can get their attention to not always just listen to your friends, because sometimes you need to hear from somebody that's been through the tough times, and you need to listen to somebody that can definitely get you the information you need. And if I'm one of those guys, which I know I am now, teaming up with Burke 2 years ago, how blessed I am to be able to go with such a great company that understands what it takes to make people not only feel better, but be better, look better. I look at it as a blessing. I'm humbled that people look to me for answers to certain questions. I'm not a doctor. I'm a father. I'm a husband. I'm a guy who's been through tough times, just like a lot of people out there. But sometimes you need those questions answered. And hopefully we answered a lot over the years that I've been associated with them, but I know what it's done for me.
And so just one more SB question for you. I know Jimmy V's slogan was kind of never give up. How do you feel like you've used that slogan in your own journey with cancer?
Well, I know that because when you're diagnosed once, it's tough. When you're diagnosed twice, it's even tougher. When you're diagnosed 3 times, you're like, okay, is this the end? And that's when you got to just really suck it up and understand that you're going to go through pain. And Lord knows I've been through a lot. Lord knows all these people out there with cancer have been through a lot of pain. But the thing is just about your attitude. And I just, like I said, I keep bringing up my family. Wow, they've been there for me from day one, the smiles that they put on my face. When I'm not having a good day, when I'm in really a lot of pain, my wife, what can I do for you? Let's take a walk. Let's do this. And always put those positive mental attitude, not questions, but the personality into her voice when she talks to me. It just energizes you. And you need that because, every day is not good. And you don't have to have cancer to have to, need those people beside you. You need people that really are there for the right reason and with that attitude that's going to make their day better by what they say.
What would you say is the biggest thing or the main thing you've learned or taken away from your diagnosis?
That was as tough as I thought it was. that I might complain a little bit more to my family than I used to. Oh my! You know what? It's hard because I've talked to so many people over the years since I, you know, was diagnosed in 2013, and just listening to some of the people, and I'm like, oh, I hear you. I know where you're coming from because. Even though I don't like complaining about it, and I don't, sometimes you need somebody to have a shoulder to cry on. You need somebody to have an ear to listen sometimes because sometimes you just need to vent. You need to vent your frustration. Sometimes you just can't keep it all in. You got to let it out. And Lord knows I've let it out a few times. But you always got to find a place, a person that understands, that can listen to you. And not somebody that thinks they know it all the time, but have more of an open ear. And that's the way my family and some of my buddies have been, man. They've been there for me from start to finish. And sometimes I, as a quarterback, and you're a leader, you think, you know, most of the time you're right. Sometimes you just got to listen to what they have to say, too. And the ear has been opened a lot wider than it was before. I do a lot more listening than I do talking. But when I do talk, I have the people right here in my home that listen to me.
And what would you say is your biggest piece of advice for others that are maybe recently diagnosed or learning of another recurrence, you know, moving forward? What can they do to help themselves?
Surround yourself with good, positive people. Because you need to have the loved ones that have been there with you. You need them around you. They need to make sure that they're saying the right things to you. Not everybody's going to have the right answer. Not everybody's going to come out with the right thing to say. But you've got to have the attitude that you're never going to give up. Just keep fighting until the end. There's only one person out there that knows your day, and that's your good Lord. So as long as you're still above the grass, you're still fighting, never, ever give up. And I know that's a Jimmy B slogan. But that was my father's slogan also many years ago, that you're all going to be faced with tough situations, all of us, especially the young kids looking at what society's like today. But your attitude that you have to never give up, to persevere, to always want to get better, not only as a person mentally, but also physically. You know, never give up. You're going to have a battle, but just keep fighting.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Cure Talks Cancer podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or other apps to hear every episode, or visit curetoday.com/podcast. The Cure Talks Cancer podcast is the official podcast of Cure Magazine, the indispensable guide to every stage of the cancer experience. For more information, visit us at curetoday.com and find us on Twitter at @cure_magazine or Facebook at @curemagazine.